From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's time to get into the Wayback Machine, and we're going to set it for this week in February 1964, when the Beatles invaded Miami Beach. Howard Cohen wrote about this visit for the Miami Herald, and Howard, I'm taking you along with me.
Okay, anytime.
Here comes a gentleman with a great big formal hat on. Here come the Beatles! Here they come! Here they come! There's Ringo! Who else do we have there? There's George!
There's Paul over there.
Here they come, the four Beatles. They've stopped about halfway down. The crowd moves on. The police are trying to hold them back. This is the crowd that's on the apron. We're moving with them. They're trying to hold them back the best way we can. There go the WQAM sweethearts up there near the ramp. They're going to try to give them the kisses. The Beatles have stepped down to the bottom of the ramp. And there they go. They're getting ready to try to come through this enormous crowd here at Miami International Airport.
There were over 5,000 people that came to greet them at MIA. That's a lot of people, you know, and it was just such a more innocent time. It was a different time. You had access more to the stars in a way, and the Beatles came here, and they touched off an explosion the week before in New York when they did Sullivan the first time. So we were primed and we were ready for it, and the nation was ready for it, because as you know, what was going on in the culture few months before, 12 weeks before that, our president was assassinated, President Kennedy, and the nation was in mourning at the time. And here comes this joyous sound from across the waters, and it was different, and the look was different, and it just so appealed to people.
And I got the sense from your story and the people that you talked to that they felt more at home here than anywhere else in the United States at that time. Why do you think that was?
I think we really threw out the red carpet for them. We had amenities that you couldn't get elsewhere in February of any year. But you're talking February of 64. Where else could you go out on the boat? Where else could you go frolicking in the pool?
Paul McCartney describes a typical day in Miami.
We went out on a yacht today. You know, we sort of bathed around a bit. Very good it was.
Now, the Deauville was still part of the Ed Sullivan performances?
Yeah, the Deauville was where they filmed their second and final live Sullivan appearance. The first live appearance was done in New York the week before. Then they filmed the second one, and the Deauville was chosen. And that's how they came to the beach in the first place, because Sullivan came down here, probably lured also by the renown of the Collins Avenue hotels. And the Deauville lucked out.
And now from the stage of the Deauville Hotel, here he is, Ed Sullivan.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Well, you know, so very nice to be here. Thank you, Ralph Renick, for that very nice intro. Now, tonight, here in Miami Beach, again, the Beatles face a record-busting audience. Ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles! Bring them on!
Howard Cohen, as always, thanks for the memories.
Thank you so much. I love sharing them. We have such a good time.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.
Goodbye, Miami. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.